A scary a little
spooky
story.
Tale.
Perfectly attuned this close to Samhain, right?
Yes.
Oh, this next one. I must admit, this is probably my most favorite Irish song ever written. I always look forward to playing this one through the day. This is based on the old Merlot air, a tune ancient even now in our 16th century times. Father O'Neill put some words to it as he was pondering the events of the Easter Uprising that gave birth to the modern country of Ireland. This is the Foggy Dew. As down the glen, one Easter morn to a city fair rode I. There armed lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipes did hum nor battle drums did sound his mouth echo. But the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out through the foggy dew, yeah. Oh, 'twas right proudly high o'er Dublin town. Well, they flung out the flag of war. It was better to die 'neath an Irish sky than a Suvla or Stoudelbar. Yes, and from the plains of Royal Meath, strong men came hurrying through. While Britannia's Huns with their long-range guns sailed in through the foggy dew, yeah. Then the night fell black and the rifles crack made perfidious sound beyond the reel. Yet the leaden red seven tongues of flame did shine o'er the lines of steel. By each shining blade, a prayer was said that to Ireland her sons be true. And when morning broke still, the war flag shook out its folds in the foggy dew. But the bravest fell, and the requiem bell rang mournfully and clear. For those who died that Eastertide in the springtime of the year. While the world did gaze with deep amaze at those fearless men but few who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew. Yes, who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew. And now for a tale out of Scotland about the Celtic tree of life, death, and resurrection, known as the yew tree. Oh, a mile from Pencaitlin on the road to the sea stands a yew tree 1,000 years old. And the old women swear by the grey of their hair that it knows what the future will hold. For the shadows of Scotland stand around it mid the kale and the corn and the kye. All the hopes and the fears of 1,000 long years. Oh, under the Lothian sky. Oh, my bonny yew tree, tell me, what did you see? Oh, you look through the haze of the long summer days, the south and the far English border, mid the bonnets of steel, where Flodden's far field, to march by your side in good order. Ask them the price of their glory when you heard the great slaughter begin. For the dust of their bones would rise up from the stones to give tears to the eyes of the wind. myself preached under branches so black to the poor common folk who would lift up the yoke of the bishops and priests from their backs. Yes, but you knew the bargain he sold them, and freedom was only one part. For the price of their souls was a gospel so cold, it would freeze up the joy in their hearts. Oh, my body, you tree, tell me, what did you see? Woo! Oh, and I thought as I stood, laid hands on your wood, that it might be a kindness to fail ya. One kiss of the axe, you'll be freed from the racks of the sad bloody tales men tell ya. Then a wee bird flew from your branches and sung out as never before, and the words of the song were 1,000 years long, and you learned them the long 1,000 more. Oh, my bonny yew tree, tell me, what did you see? Yes, my bonny yew tree, tell me, what can you see?